welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to get your horse to canter on the correct leg. So teaching your horse to pick up the correct canter lead is something that many riders struggle with. Now, a wrong canter strike off during a dressage test is an expensive mistake that reflects in the collective mark for submission as well as in the mark for the movement itself. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at how to get your horse to canter on the correct leg every time. So firstly, what is the correct canter lead? Now, the concept of what constitutes the correct canter lead is pretty straightforward. So when the horse is cantering on the correct lead, he will begin every stride with his outside hind leg and he will end it with his inside foreleg. Now, when your horse is cantering on the correct lead, you should see the horse's inside shoulder coming forward with each stride and the horse will be flexed slightly towards the inside. And the inside foreleg is referred to as the leading leg. Now, during counter canter, the outside shoulder comes forward first and the horse is flexed towards the leading leg, which in this case is the outside foreleg. So now let's look at why does your horse pick up the wrong canter lead? So before we talk about how to get your horse to pick up the correct canter lead, let's look at why the mistake happens in the first place. So horses will naturally seek to canter on the correct lead, simply because it helps them to keep their balance. So watch your horse playing in a field, especially as he negotiates a turn or curve. Now the horse's outside foreleg in the canter strides resist the centrifugal force that brings the horse around the outside of the turn, helping him to keep his balance and on an even keel. So, you will see that most times, the horse will choose to pick up the correct canter lead when he's cantering through turns. Now, if your horse wants to change direction quickly, he will automatically correct his canter lead so that he's effectively cantering with the correct leading leg. Now, even under saddle, most young horses will correct themselves to keep them from losing balance in the canter. Now, a horse who consistently picks up the incorrect canter lead or resists cantering on a specific lead often has a physiological reason for doing so. So, lead issues could result from stiffness, pain, or discomfort anywhere in the horse's back, body, or legs. Now, often the horse will not appear to be lame in trot or walk, and he may also be able to canter on the correct lead without the weight of a rider on his back. Also, lead problems can indicate some form of malfunction in the horse's neurological system. So if your horse is having lead problems, ask your vet and farrier to check the horse first before you begin trying to correct the issue through training. Now usually, if there's nothing physically wrong with the horse, canter lead problems will start when a rider is added to the mix. So now let's move on to talk about how to teach your horse to canter on the correct leg. Now there are several exercises that are extremely helpful in teaching your horse to canter on the correct leg. And here are two of them. So exercise number one. Now this exercise is done in the walk and is a brilliant way of improving rider coordination. So remember to ride the whole exercise in walk and don't move into the canter just yet, as this exercise is designed to make sure that you understand how and when to use your canter aids. So if you were going to pick up left canter, you would first drop your weight into your left seat bone and gently flex the horse to the left. And then keep a contact on your right rein, which is your outside rein, and this prevents the horse's neck from bending too much to the left. Now you should just be able to see the horse's inside eye and not the whole side of his face. Now your left leg is on the girth, asking the horse to pick up the canter. And your right leg should be slightly behind the girth, asking the horse's right hind leg to strike off into left canter. Now note that the horse must begin the canter stride with his outside hind leg so that he finishes up on the correct lead. And then keep this left canter lead position for a few walk steps and then change your aids as if you were going to ask for right canter lead. So practice this exercise a few times in walk until you can make sure that you are asking for canter correctly and effectively. And once you are confident with the aids, you can then move on to canter. So exercise number two. So this next exercise utilises the aids that you learned in the walk, but this time you're going to ride the exercise in trot and then ask the horse to canter. So first, position the horse slightly to the inside as you did in the walk exercise earlier, and then keep your outside rein secure to prevent the horse from drifting out through the shoulder. And then when you ask the horse to canter, push forward with your inside seat bone towards the horse's inside ear. And then use a small squeeze with your inside leg on the girth to ask the horse to go forwards into canter. And use your outside leg a couple of inches behind the girth to tell the horse to strike off into canter with his outside hind leg. So now that you've asked for canter, are you on the correct lead? Now eventually, you should be able to feel when your horse is on the correct canter lead. However, at first, you may need to take a peek. So keep your head up and your shoulders back and be careful not to tip forward. And then glance down quickly at the horse's front legs. Now if you're on the correct lead, the inside front leg will come further forwards than the outside front leg. And then take up a circle. And if your horse is cantering on the correct lead, your canter will feel smooth and nicely balanced. But if your horse is on the wrong lead, the canter will feel uncomfortable and unbalanced. So now let's talk through a few problems with some instructions on how to correct them. So problem number one is that you don't have enough bend towards the leading leg. Now if your horse picks up on the wrong lead, it's possible that you didn't keep the inside bend through the horse's body and the inside flexion at his poll during the transition. Now as a general rule, the horse will pick up whatever canter lead he is bent and flexed towards. So to correct the problem, you can use one of the following techniques. So the first one is to ride a circle to establish the correct bend. And then just before you end the circle, keep the bend and then ask for the canter transition. And as soon as the horse picks up canter on the correct lead, reward him by moving him out onto a larger circle. Now another solution is to walk or trot around a small circle and then leg yield out onto a larger circle. And use your inside leg on the girth during the leg yield to help you keep the bend. For example, when riding a circle to the right, picture yourself pushing your horse's rib cage to the left whilst keeping his neck and hindquarters to the right. So moving on to problem number two, which is that you have too much neck bend. Now a uniform bend through the horse's body will encourage him to step underneath himself with his inside hind leg, improving his balance and making it easier for him to strike off on the correct leading leg. However, a common rider fault is to ask for too much neck bend, which allows the horse to fall out through the shoulder. Now, when that happens, the horse will drift sideways when you ask him to canter and will probably either stay in trot or strike off on the incorrect leg because of the misalignment of his body. Now, for solutions on how to fix this problem, check out the following podcast episodes in our archives. So number one is how to get your horse to bend, and number two is how to stop your horse from falling out. So moving on to problem number three is that you have an unbalanced and hurried trot. So if the horse is allowed to become unbalanced and run onto his forehand in the trot, he will most likely trot faster and faster rather than transitioning into canter. So in these situations, you need to steady the trot tempo and use your half halts to bring the horse's balance back onto his hind quarters before you ask him to canter. And lastly, problem number four is an unbalanced rider. Now sometimes the rider unbalances the horse by tipping forward as they ask for canter, and the horse responds by falling randomly into canter to save himself and his rider from stumbling, often resulting in an incorrect strike-off. So as you apply the canter aids, make sure that you sit up straight and look forward and not down at the ground. So to wrap this episode up, having your horse habitually pick up the wrong canter lead is so frustrating, and such an error will lose you lots of marks in a dressage test. Now, if the problem persists or suddenly manifests itself, always have your horse checked over by your vet or farrier to make sure that there's no physiological cause. Now, once your horse has been given the all clear, you can focus on teaching him how to canter on the correct leg using the exercises and the techniques that we've discussed in this podcast. Now, if you are having any other problems, or if you have any other hints and tips and exercises that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.